You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I am here with Miss Michelle Fowler. It's actually her second time on the Winning Edge podcast. Thank you for joining us again.
And thank you, Chris.
Yeah,
great to be here. Always love to participate with the podcast.
Oh, for sure. And we do appreciate it. Now, since this is your second time on the podcast, we obviously won't use kind of the same outline that we've used in the past. So we're going to talk about some things that we didn't get to last time. We're going to follow up with some things that we talked about last time as well. And just for anybody who may be listening, March of 2018 was actually when you were last on the podcast. So it's been about 21 months. Certainly as a travel advisor with Cruise Planners, you do a lot of traveling, and you've done a lot of traveling since that last trip. So we want to talk about some of the places that you've been, some of the cruise liners you've been on, things like that as well. Okay. And then one thing that we didn't actually get to last time is a rapid fire section. This will date the episode a little bit as far as the time of the year, but I'm going to ask you some Christmas questions to close down the episode briefly, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, very good.
I'm ready.
So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been here in this area for how long?
I've been here for 6 years. I grew up in Connecticut, went to college down in Virginia. Loved that area right outside of D.C., lived there and worked for over almost 40 years with systems engineering firm, business development capture executive for the last few years. Moved down to Florida for family reasons. Been here for 6 years. This is my second career. I started, I purchased into the franchise 5 years ago. Absolutely love Cruise Planners. It's a very large, I think it's like the number one franchised travel agency business in the country. Mm-hmm. There's like 2,000 Cruise Planner travel advisors now, and it's just an amazing company, and I've been with it for 5 years and just absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Great times.
Obviously, being in Florida, it's a big golf state, and you do play lots of golf, right?
Yeah.
I believe you played just a couple of days ago, in fact.
I did. Played in a tournament with my business partner, Chris May. Uh-huh. It was the Mayhem tournament that they put on annually, so yeah. It was a lot of fun. Actually, David Ginger was my partner.
Yeah.
He is the president for Leaders by Design
at
BNI.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Sister chapter over there.
Sister
here
chapter,
in
yeah. So we had fun. It was a good time.
Good. Last time we met, we spoke back in March 2018. You mentioned you are a scratch golfer. I'm kidding.
Yeah, right. I know. I'm terrible.
No.
Actually, I'm okay. I'm an average golfer. It's just really fun. I just enjoy it.
It is. Yeah. And we talked a little bit about that. You know, again, I don't get out. And I think I played like one time in the last 12 months. I wish I could play a whole lot more, but it is what it is. One of the things you mentioned in the last episode, too, is one of the things you like to do is write. The one thing that you did mention at that time, though, was that you were starting to get busy and busier with Cruise Planners. And just to follow up with that, you've actually continued to get more and more busy.
Yeah,
right?
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, when I first moved down here the first year, I did not, I wasn't working in the Cruise Planner business yet. And I was going to focus on my writing and whatnot. So I actually have completed 3 novels, and I'm in the middle of a fourth. However,
So you're still writing. Okay.
Well, no, I'm not. I stopped. That's
okay,
the thing.
Okay.
I kind of stopped a couple years ago because Cruise Planners has just really become my life, and
you.
I just love it. And while I love writing, and it's great, it just takes a lot of time. And, you know, I love the business more. Oh my gosh, the Cruise Planner travel advisors. Met so many amazing people, so many great people from the vendors, the different vendors that we have access to, just relationship building, and then the travel for work, and then helping clients and meeting more and more people and doing events. It's been fantastic. So. No writing.
That's all right. That's all right. You have been doing, like you said, Cruise Planners, obviously doing a lot of business with them, which is a good thing. Since it has been 21 months and you are a travel advisor, you have been to quite a few places. So you want to talk about some of the places you've been?
Yeah. So part of the business
in the world has Michelle Fowler
been? There you
go.
To be effective as a travel advisor, I really do... really do say that you need to do some of the travel yourself, because when I do events and I have clients come up or potential clients say to me, hey, have you been here? And they want to go someplace. And I have to say, no, but I've sent people there. So, you know, I'm never going to be everywhere in the world,
sure.
But there are some really key places that I have been, Hawaii, Alaska. And recently this last year, I was able to go to Europe, a couple different times. So once was on a group cruise that I had put together, and that was actually amazing. One of my bucket list places was Barcelona. We started in Barcelona. I actually went there a couple days early, really experienced that city. It was fabulous. We then got on the ship and we cruised over to Nice. We stopped near Monte Carlo and Saint-Tropez. So I actually went to Monte Carlo, actually went to the casino in Monte Carlo, paid the money to go in and sat with some really high rollers. Uh-huh, it was really funny. Put my little $10 chip on my lucky number. I lost, but it was really, really fun. So that was great. Then we went around Rome, went to Naples, and in Naples, I actually took a tour of Pompeii, which is some place I'd always wanted to go. So that was amazing. And then two places I had never thought that I would actually love and turned out to be fantastic were Qatar, Montenegro, and Split, Croatia. That whole area over there is absolutely gorgeous. And I actually... I actually won a cruise 5 days in April, so I'm going to be going, starting in Dubrovnik, ending in Split, and that whole area is just, it's gorgeous. It's amazingly beautiful. And then we ended in Venice, and it was just a really, really great, great trip. So that was fantastic. It was my best. And then land, I'd also done Italy through with Trafalgar. Italy is super popular, and I'm actually getting ready to work with some clients right now. I'm actually working with several clients who are interested in Italy, but one right now wants to do something for his special for his wife for Christmas. Yeah, so I'm working on putting something together for them, an escorted tour. And I do independent touring, and I do a lot of that as well. I've sent clients where they know what cities they want to visit, and basically I get them there. I set them up with hotels. Then we get them the trains to go between the cities, set them up with some tours if they want in the cities themselves, and they're on their own, so not escorted. So escorted means they're with one of the vendors that actually will be with a bus. And by the way, and I've done that, and it is not a bad experience because those days of being on a bus for hours and hours and hours are over. Mm-hmm. They know that people want to see, not just ride a bus.
Yeah.
So they work it out where they will either have a starting point, and maybe you might stay in a specific city for like 3 or 4 nights mm-hmm. and then venture out on day trips. And they call it like hub and spoke kind of a mm-hmm, travel. Mm-hmm. Or they actually build the itinerary in such a way that you start, like say what I did, we started in Rome and then we went up to Perugia and then we went on to Florence and we would spend the night. And so maybe we'd be on the bus for like 3 hours mm-hmm. and we'd stop at different places along the way. So they don't, it's not a horrible bus experience anymore. It's quite comfortable. And then the tour guide that has you there talks and tells you what you are seeing in the landscape. So it's really, really terrific. And then I do a lot of booking with Sandals, and I'm actually Destination Wedding Certified with them. And I last year was lucky enough to be invited on a familiarization trip with them and visited all three Sandals in St. Lucia. Well, then we flew over to Antigua. They're gorgeous, gorgeous islands. And I'd been there on St. Lucia on a cruise, never actually stayed. Gorgeous island, Antigua, fantastic. And then, of course, I've been to Jamaica with Sandals and then also with cruising. So Jamaica is really easy to get to, and there are a lot of really great places to go to. And then some other things, of course, cruise planners had our Luxury River Cruise Forum this past year. And again, a lot of learning. Every time there's an opportunity for learning, I always try to take advantage. That was actually conducted in Cancun and Riviera Maya, so got to explore a lot of the places there, just some beautiful, beautiful resorts there. Mm-hmm. And then the one last thing that I've been booking a lot of, and I'm actually going to be taking a group in 2021, is the Rocky Mountaineer, which is the Canadian Rockies train. You do not overnight on the train. The train, you can either leave out of Calgary or Vancouver. It has like four different routes. You travel by day. You end up in a different city. You spend the night in these really quaint little Canadian rocky little cities, Kamloops, Whistler, Quesnel, Jasper, and then you can, there are different elements to the tours. Like I did with a group that I took a year or so ago, we ended up in Jasper, and then we do get on a bus, but again, we stop a lot, and you go down the Icefields Parkway, which is like I think that's the name of it, which is one of the most gorgeous, gorgeous, picturesque parkways. And we stopped in Lake Louise, and we stopped at the Athabasca Ice Glacier. We actually got on this big, huge people mover that the tires are taller than I am, and I'm only 5 feet. and it takes you up over the moraine, up into the glacier. You get to get out and actually walk in on the glacier itself. Wow. It's very cool. And Banff, we went to Banff, which is the most gorgeous, picturesque little city. It's just absolutely, or really a town. It's just fantastic. And then a helicopter ride, and we ended up in Calgary. So, I mean, there's just all sorts of amazing different ways. It's not all cruising. Cruising is fantastic and easy to do. But there's so many other opportunities to do land. I mean, I've sent people everywhere. I mean, Hawaii, I've sent quite a few people to Hawaii. Alaska's very, very popular, Alaska cruising. And then there's land and sea packages, and I've booked a lot of those as well. So, I mean, just, you know, Denali is fantastic. Yeah. So I could go on.
No. Yeah, when you were on last, like I said, about 21 months ago, one of the things you mentioned is, you know, you feel it's important for everybody, right, to travel as much as possible, to see other cultures, to meet other people. So, you know, obviously you've been a lot of places here over the last couple of years, and so did you get the opportunity to engage with the locals at any of these places?
I mean, to some extent, you know, because. Well, some of it's guided, you know, like with Trafalgar, they always have these.
Are the guides locals though?
Yeah, the guides are local. Right. Yeah. But what they do, like I was going to say, like on the Trafalgar trip, what they do is they will stop. Like we had dinner set up in like Machiavelli's residence, which was just amazing. So you are meeting some of the people there and talking with them. We also went to a villa in Tuscany that's been in this woman's family for hundreds of years. I can't think of their name right now, but and she it's a part of the year, it's a B&B, and she's an incredible chef.
Okay.
So we got to interact with her and her family and tour her home, and she cooked us an amazing dinner. And I mean, it was just, you know, fantastic. So I mean, it's probably different. I'm not, because when my traveling so far has not necessarily been where I go and rent a house and stay.
For extended period of time. Yeah.
Right. So that would be a different experience. Mm-hmm. So you are meeting people, but you're meeting them, you know.
Kind of quickly. You know,
through the travel experience. But you are still, I mean, you know, they're shopkeepers and most of the people are very, very nice, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, let me ask you another question regarding the different types of cruises in particular, going back to cruises for a moment. We were talking before we started recording, you had mentioned that depending upon your the client that comes to you and depending upon their need, you know, is it a family with kids? Is it, you know, adults, you know, a certain age group, maybe older adults, depending upon what kind of experience, maybe they're looking, you know, really adventurous type of folks, depending upon what they need, there are different types of cruises that you might recommend, right? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So when people come to me, I always want to qualify what kind of experience they want, what their expectations are, you know, who's in the party? Is it just, you know, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, are they bringing kids? Are they bringing adults? Are they bringing grandparents? Are, you know, who all is going to be going on this trip? Because, different cruise lines are going to be a little more suited to, say, like a, like for my 20, 30, and some of my 40-year-old couples who are just like really wanting to have a great time and, you know, maybe a little bit of partying. I might suggest, like, for example, Carnival. Than other people who have the kids, or I'm sorry, a Carnival and Norwegian, I'm sorry. The children, I tend to like to use Royal Caribbean only because I think they've got really great, not that they all don't have great kids programs, but I think Royal Caribbean, my experience has been that they have a really good kids program.
A little bit more family friendly.
They all are, but I just feel like, you know, when I've been on the different ships, because I've been on all of them, I just feel like you're a little bit better.
Okay.
Norwegian, though, they do a very good job as well. So, again, and then my older clients who don't want to be on a cruise ship with, like, tons of children, you know, and if they still want to be in the mass market, you know, I may talk to them about Holland America, Princess, Celebrity. They have, you know, there's still going to be some children on these, but it's not just, like, devoted. You're not going to find, like, the water slides and the like on the Norwegian Bliss, you know, you've got the racetrack and the laser tag. And on Carnival, you have like these over the sea hanging like little pods that go around in the air and all this, you know, all the water features and water parks and whatnot. So
real quick with the Norwegian, the Bliss in particular, because when you were on last time, you mentioned that actually just a couple months from when we recorded, they were actually releasing that particular ship.
Yeah.
And you've been on that ship, right?
Yeah.
Since then, you mentioned the racetrack on top. Mm-hmm. What are some other features of that particular ship?
It's very family focused. It was really, really fun ship. They have some really great restaurants. You know, even Jimmy Buffett's got a Margaritaville on there.
Right?
Yeah, for a restaurant. Yeah, it's really funny. But yeah, it's got a racetrack. They have laser tag. They've got some really interesting water slides where you get on like the inflatables and you go down this. And they're not long because, you know, you're on a ship. Mm-hmm. But you go down this in this like tunnel and you end up at the bottom. And then got the other one, you get in a chute and it like shoot you through these tubes that, and it's all, you know, it's wet the whole time, and it like, and you end up like shooting out at the end and crazy stuff. And but the kids, the young kids area, it was just fantastic. I was also on the MSC Seaside, and I forget if Norwegian Bliss has this or not, but the Seaside actually has a small bowling alley on it.
Oh, really?
Which was actually really cool. So there were a lot of people bowling. It's only about two or three lanes, but it was really fun. I think maybe the Bliss did have a bowling alley. I'm sorry, I can't remember exactly. But, yeah, so, I mean, they're really trying to some people go on cruising, and that's another thing to qualify. They're going really for the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And other people, they're going for the destination. So mm-hmm. that's the other thing I need to find out. You know?
Right, right.
Because some people are just like, oh, I don't really care where I go. I want the best ship ever. And some of these ships are like floating cities. You don't even feel with the new technology, with the new ships coming out. These ships do not need tugboats to push them in and out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the thrusters and everything. They mm-hmm. can go sideways, backwards, and forwards. And they're so large, and their stabilizers now are just so much more sophisticated than the older ships. You barely feel movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, there has to be, you know, some pretty
serious wave,
rocky seas going on. Because even when they'll say, oh, you know, there's 15-foot seas, and you're just like, really? There is? Okay, you don't feel it. Because it's they're, these new ships are just incredible.
You mentioned, you know, the ship versus the destination. I have some friends that they cruise a lot, and they were mentioning here earlier this year that they had actually booked a cruise, like I want to say like a couple years ago. It was a new ship that was coming out, and they got, you know, they went ahead and purchased the cruise a couple years ago. It finally came, and you know, they were super excited about the ship. You know, they've been to a lot of different places. They've been to, you know, all the local destinations, you know, Caribbean, all this kind of stuff. But they were excited about the ship. When they got back, and you know, all they could talk about was, oh man, it was unbelievable, this and that and this and that. So that, you know, I think that's something that maybe if you, you know, I've still yet to be on to go on a cruise. So for me, you know, all of it is a new experience. But that's interesting thought as far as whether if somebody wants a ship, whether somebody wants a destination. So it leads me to my next question, and that is this. Why would someone want to get a travel agent or travel advisor, I believe is the term now, if they're looking for a cruise, if they're looking for a trip, why should someone reach out to a travel advisor like you?
So the one thing about using a travel advisor, again, and I tell people this all the time when I do events, is that, you know, I'm your personal travel assistant. I'm the one who's going to do all the research. You're going to tell me what, where, when, and hopefully give me a budget idea. I'm going to be the one who takes that information, then after I qualify you, what kind of experience you want mm-hmm. And what you don't want. And I'm going to do the research. So again, you know, because especially now, you know, potentially new cruisers or people who haven't done a lot of cruising, they may not really realize the difference in the cruise lines. And because I've had people come back and go, oh, I went on brand X. I'm not saying what brand X is. And they said, oh, I'm never cruising again because of this, this, and the other. And I'm like, oh. And in my head, I'm like, you're on the wrong ship. That's why you're on the wrong brand. Mm-hmm. So one thing is I like to try to, like I said, I like to match the clients with the ship, first of all, and the destination. And I've been to a lot of almost, I don't think there's hardly any place in the Caribbean. I've only probably a couple places I haven't been yet. So I can also recommend itineraries
mm-hmm.
and what's going to be a good itinerary. I can also recommend when to go and when not to go.
Yeah.
I can also do a lot of price comparison because with cruise planners, we are connected to all the different cruise lines. So I can go in and do a search based on dates and itinerary or whatever and come up with maybe different cost options.
Right.
And be able to see, like, you know, especially if people are on a budget or they've got the kids and they don't want to spend a fortune because they're bringing the whole family.
Sure.
And that is also something I can do. And I can do that research for you, you know, especially for people who are busy professionals or people who are just – or I have clients who come to me and say – The internet is overwhelming. I don't know what to do. Oh my gosh. And those are the people. I love those people because I'm like, okay, great. That's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So I help them. I guide them. I give them ideas. We talk. We discuss. And then they pick what works for them. Same with land because, again, I've been not everywhere, but I've been some places. And then I can hopefully, and again, escorted versus independent travel. Because you don't want to put somebody and make them happy and only give them an escorted tour and be like, ugh. I didn't get to spend enough time in the city or do X, Y, Z. So mm-hmm. again, you sit down with a client. What do you want? What are your expectations? Yeah. Because even if it's not escorted, I can set people up who have never been to Europe per se with flights, transfers, get them to the hotel. They may want to wander around the hotel, the town by themselves, or set them up with some tours if they want to do some touring. Then we get them a transfer to the train. Mm-hmm. Train takes them to their next destination, transfer to the next hotel. Then they're in that another town. Mm-hmm. Again, so it's all on their own. They decide when to eat, what to do, what to see, unless, of course, we identify a tour. Versus, you know, people who are on the escorted tour, so you do have an itinerary and a daily schedule, and here's where you're going to be, da-da-da. Some people want that. Some people don't. Again, matching what the people want. And then, and getting back to cruising just really quick, another thing is cruise planners, we get notified if there are any price reductions that come. Okay. And whenever there is, and if my not all clients qualify, not all bookings, because some of the bookings are already, you know, pretty good rate. But if I can give my clients that discounted rate on their cruise, I will turn around and give that to them. Now, land vendors don't do that, but cruise lines do sometimes.
Yeah.
They don't. The days, though, of, you know, the really super cheap cruising is pretty much over, because they want to keep their prices kind of stable. Mm-hmm. What they're doing now is they're offering more perks. So when you will see, like right now, Norwegian's been doing this recently, this free at sea, and Princess just came up with the best sale ever deal. And again, it's offering like onboard credit, beverage package, gratuities, Wi-Fi. They're trying to get you to come onto their brand and give you stuff versus cut prices, because they're trying to keep the prices competitive, but they don't want to undercut, because, I mean, they lose money. And the cruising has gotten so, so popular. Some people kind of forget about this, but you mentioned it. But there are new ships coming out every single year, and more than one in many cases. Mm-hmm. And cruise planners, we only usually hook up with one, but, I mean, there's already several that have come out this year. Bunch more scheduled for all the different cruise lines in the coming years.
And
so,
one of the things, you know, one of the questions that I was going to ask was, you know, what sets you apart? I think you've already kind of answered that through, you know, all the information you've already provided. Again, you're going on these on a regular basis, on these cruises. You're going on these trips. You're actually, you're there in the locations. You're there on the ships.
Right, so when experiencing.
You're experiencing
these things. And I take a lot of the training. Let me not forget that.
Right.
I was just recently accepted into a master cruise training class with Viking. And there were only 30 cruise planner agents that were actually invited into that. So that was a very exciting opportunity for me. I've also gotten done training with Princess and Celebrity. And I'm destination certified now with all the Hawaiian islands. However, I have been there about 15 times. But I also work to acquire certifications with a lot of these vendors so that I understand and can do better for my clients. So
we got we have a few more things I wanted to discuss with you. One of those, you had mentioned the importance of travel insurance, and I guess there's a couple of ways to go. So if you could just kind of briefly discuss, you can go with the vendor insurance or you can go with Allianz insurance.
Right.
Talk about that.
So Cruise Planner, Allianz is a partner with Cruise Planners, and I always quote insurance for my clients whenever, no matter what they book. What travel insurance does for you, should you become ill or injured, either before or while you're on your trip.
And you never know when that's going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. The insurance will hope, as long as we've purchased the proper policy, which I try to steer my clients toward, you should be able to get, we work together, we submit the documentation, the doctor's notes, whatever, and you get reimbursed for your trip.
And just real quick, I don't buy insurance from the vendor, I don't buy from Allianz. Right, I ended up getting sick or getting into an accident or something happens, I can't go on the trip. I've paid $5,000-$6,000 for a trip. What happens to that money?
If you're past the final payment date, you're in penalty. You lose all your money.
Okay,
so there is. You might get, like, I had a client that just had to cancel due to a family illness. They bought the insurance. They were giving the cruise line is giving them back the sales tax and the gratuities, which they prepaid. The rest of it, we're going to have to submit through the insurance vendor. The other thing, by the way, let's not forget, if you're on a trip and you become ill or injured, okay? I was on a cruise line where somebody suffered a heart attack. They had to fly a helicopter out and land on the ship.
Wow.
If you don't have travel insurance, can you imagine how much that's going to cost you? Mm-hmm. Your insurance may not cover that, because when you're out of the country,
right,
you double check before you go, because a lot of the insurance policy carriers here in the U.S. do not cover you when you're outside of the United States. I've known people who have become, who died, mm-hmm. and they had to be, their loved ones had to go through a really hard time to, cover first their doctor bills. I just hope that everybody bought insurance and, So it's just something to consider. And younger people think, I'm fine, I'll be good, and everything's great. Yay, okay.
Yeah.
But, things happen.
Next thing I wanted to mention, you actually have an event coming up in February, and I believe it's called A Night at Your Wedding, right?
Right.
And that's actually like for wedding vendors, right?
Yeah. Talk about that. What we're doing there, it's going to be kind of like a wedding expo, but really what it is, it's for... We're advertising it for newly engaged or people thinking about getting engaged or people who want to experience a wedding. We're going to actually follow a couple in a mock wedding as they go through the whole wedding ceremony, the gowns and the tuxes for the men, or all the vendors who are going to be providing all this. They're all going to be there so that the people who attend can actually see and and talk to these different vendors. Once the mock wedding has occurred, then everybody, and this includes, these are all the participants, they're going to go in. This is all taking place at the Welcome Ohm Center, by the way, up here in Spring Hill.
And that's on February 29th.
February 29th at 4:30, Leap Day. And then they're going to go into the Welcome Ohm Center and have a seated plated dinner, a champagne toast. There's going to be a DJ. There's going to be dancing. It's going to be as if you are really at these people's wedding.
That's cool, yeah.
But what you're going to be experiencing is all the different vendors who have provided the services or whatever for this wedding are all going to be there as well, and the attendees are going to be able to go and chat with these different vendors, see if it might, be applicable, or they may want to, hire them or use them for their own upcoming wedding. So we're really advertising that hard. We want a lot of people to show up, and you do have to pay. There is a fee to attend because, again, you are getting a plated dinner.
Yeah.
And it's at, the website is anightatyourwedding.com, all one word.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, one of the things you had mentioned the previous episode, destination weddings, right? That's something you could also provide. But since this is the Winning Ed podcast, who are some of the other members in our group who would be part of, quote unquote, the wedding mafia, or, be a part of
something
group, like
this? Yeah, so we've got... we've got the caterer is Shelly Vinson from mm-hmm. Shelly's Catering. We have Sean May from his the coaching and the life coaching. And we've got LT for the hairstyles.
Hair. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of her. We've also got we've got somebody from another, an event planner from another BNI group who's going to be there. Or participating in the committee.
I know Jody's done some makeup in the past. I don't know if she's involved in this particular event or not. I know she's done weddings in the past. So obviously you're involved in BNI, and this is one of the ways, this is, something you're using a lot of, utilizing BNI to get together, not just mm-hmm. in our chapter, but also cross mm-hmm. chapter as well. So, just some ways that BNI really can be a benefit.
Mike Buchanan with Excel Printing, by the way, I forgot him yet.
Yep.
He's for wedding invitations and announcements and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Okay, and so last question for you, and then I'm going to ask you a few rapid fire, and then we'll end the episode there. Who are some good referrals for us? I think we've kind of talked through that pretty good here, but who would be some specific things for us to listen for? What would be some things for us to listen for?
The people that I really love working with, again, are people who are maybe recently retired or are new to travel and really, don't really know what it is they want to do or how to do it, or they need help with what it is. I love to help those people because, again, that kind of makes me, it really thrills me. I love when I send clients on a trip and I've really worked, hard to get them, what it is they really, really want. And they come back and they're like, oh my gosh, that was the best vacation ever.
Yeah.
So I love new travelers. I also love people who are looking for a little more high end
mm-hmm.
because, again, there's many options there and you hate to pick the wrong thing or the wrong vendor or the wrong cruise line, whatever, that doesn't match your expectations. And you think, oh my gosh, I've spent all this money and it was not what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, where I want to be there to help qualify the clients and really work hand in hand. Again, I'm their personal travel assistant. And oh, by the way, they have my cell phone.
Yep.
They can text or call me if they run into problems. I've had people call me from C because they forgot some documents and I had to go get them and email them over, or what, I can't fax, but email them. They could print them at C. But I mean, you know, that's what I'm there for. I am not a call center. I am available 24/7. When you call me, you get me. No offense to the other, those online travel places, but they're only, it's a call center. They're there to book you and that's it. Bye bye, baby.
Well, and obviously some other potential ways that, you know, referrals for you would be gifts. You mentioned you're working, you know, with several people now for even Christmas. So anytime during the year, you know, birthdays, anniversaries,
family vacations. I love family reunions. Yeah. I love groups. I'm doing a couple of groups now. I'm doing a 50th birthday group, and I'm and they're leaving December 20th. And I'm doing another, the Citrus County Corvette and Camaro Car Club. They're great clients of mine, but they're doing a big group cruise January 2nd. So I love groups, people that want to travel together for either a theme or non-theme, people who just want to, like I said, get the family together, get all the family, because especially in a cruise, everybody's there. It's just wonderful. You're all, you know, get a big table and everybody can just celebrate whatever, just even just getting together and you know, just another, enjoy things.
Another idea from a business standpoint, you know, if you're a business owner and, you know, you have employees, you want to boost morale, you want to really incentivize your employees, you know, purchase a cruise, purchase some kind of vacation package.
Yep. I've had some clients do that for their top performers in their business, purchase them, like a 3-4 day cruise just to say thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just want to ask you, since it is December, we're recording this on December 17th, so Christmas is right around the corner, and so I just wanted to ask you a few Christmas questions real quick. What is your favorite Christmas album? Do you have a favorite Christmas album that you listen to year after year?
Well, I have Christmas music I love. It's something, I don't have the album anymore. That's okay. It's recorded from my parents had, so it's really, really old.
Okay.
But I will tell you, and I just don't remember who sings it, but my favorite little Christmas song, I never realized that it was going to be so meaningful as I got older, was Mele Kalikimaka, which is Hawaiian Christmas. I loved that when I was a kid. And now I've been to Hawaii a whole bunch of times. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was fate.
Yeah. I think you mentioned Buffett earlier. I think he actually did a version of that at some point.
Everybody's done it. But so I don't know the name of this album per se, but it has like all these different
Is that one of the songs on that album?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
really old classic Christmas music. I love the really, the classic stuff.
Absolutely. So, and then if you could go anywhere in the world for Christmas Day, where would you be?
For Christmas Day? Well, anyway. I don't know. My favorite spot in the whole world is always Hawaii. So I'm going to say Hawaii. Right. Maui.
Okay. All right. And then what about Christmas movie? Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
There's several that I like. So historically, every year I watch, and these are, again, going to be your old black and white movies with Bing Crosby and everything. It's White Christmas is the one. Oh, my gosh, I can't think of the other one right now. I don't want to take too much time. Another fun one, though, is Babes in Toyland with a Laurel and Hardy version from 1930-something. That's a family. When my daughter comes, we're going to watch that one again.
Yeah.
Holiday Inn. That's the other one with Fred Astaire. And
One of my favorites is actually Chevy Chase, The Christmas Vacation. Mm-hmm. That's a fun one to watch. It actually has that Mele Kalikimaka song in there as well. So
I mean, those are just traditional movies. Absolutely. That I just like. And of course, one of the Scrooge movies, again, black and white. Because I'm old.
Hey.
And I love watching the old black and white movies. I'm sort of a purist. So.
I think there's something, you know, nostalgic about that too. Kind of helps bring reminds in that Christmas spirit.
Yeah, it reminds me of my childhood. Absolutely. You know, it takes me back.
Yeah, for sure. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and end the episode. Thank you, Ms. Fowler, for joining us for this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!